Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Laura, it's Will. I've got an idea for an episode. Someone told me about a museum that's essentially just filled with, taxidermy birds. And I thought, that sounds good. And then I found out it's in Brighton. It's called the Booth Museum, and I really think that we should go ASAP. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
It's Double Ducks and Double Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's quite interesting because it's reasonably early in the morning, and I think I feel more like the tone of your voice would suggest than you do, but you've now usurped me in the happy talk in the voice tone.
Yeah, I've just had a very nice cup of tea, and it is early, but we're in Brighton, so I feel sort of okay.
Yeah, I walked here.
It's
closer to where we live that I was on time for our meeting and had first gone to the wrong place.
So we're in Brighton. We're going somewhere I have been, you've never been.
No, never been here, but very excited by it.
So listen, this place is obscure. Even if you live in Brighton, you might not have heard of it. We're going to the Booth Museum, which is just up Dyke Road, opposite a very nice play park. And I remember going there a couple of years ago when I lived in the area, and it's just such a little curiosity. It's so cute and it's free, and one of those like throwbacks to the Victorian world that I just think, why wouldn't you pop your head in and see what's on offer?
It's where I've spoken to a couple of friends about, like, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm going here. And they've said, oh my God, it's the best. I don't go there enough. I'm so excited. And then other people have gone, what's that? And I've told them, they've gone, oh my God, that sounds great. I want to go there.
And suddenly we're here, Double Dugs.
It's appeared out of nowhere along the road. And you're right, opposite a lovely play park. It's got a Methodist church vibe to the building.
It has a bit, hasn't it? The Booth Museum of Natural History. British birds, wild butterflies, skeletons, dinosaur bones, fossils and minerals, discovery centre, admission free.
Opening hours? Doesn't tell you, but
no.
The door's open.
Okay, so you come in. There's a nice little clock here in the big, what's it called? Like a vestibule.
Yeah, vestibule. I'd have said entrance, but I'm less fancy than you are.
You are less fancy than I am. It looks like a train clock.
Laura.
Hang on, he's found something else. So what have we found?
The second you walk in, it's lots of like glass cases of taxidermied animals, birds. There's a huge swan on your
Whoa,
left.
Whoa, that swan is massive.
So there's like the whooper swan. There's one of a huge of its wings out, one just having a nice time in some rushes. But whilst Laura was playing the clock, I thought, oh, I saw this bird. And I thought, I wonder what this bird's called. And it's called the Great Bustard.
And he's not swearing in Scottish. Yeah, so you come in through the double doors, and it's so Victorian. It's excellent. And there's a gift shop in front of you, which we will save until the end, because we're proper tourists. But then immediately the walls are covered in glass cases with taxidermied birds. So we'll go round to the right. And yeah, there's Will's Bustard. thick-billed nutcracker, not Thi-double-C. Thi-double-C?
Thi-double-C. I love it.
Thi-double-C.
No.
Thi-double-C.
Please.
Do you want to know about the bastard? Hang on, there's a thing here. It's an irregular vagrant.
Yeah, I don't think his parents were married.
Well, your tattoo's looking good.
Thank you. A little bit, I think, might need a go-over, but we'll have a talk about that in
the
future.
It's looking good. It likes treeless plains. Well, if it's got trees, it's not a plain, is it?
Now, here's what's going on in my head. Do I make an aeroplane joke or do I say, I don't know? Do you know what, mate? I don't know.
I love it. All right. It's not British. It's Central European and Russian.
I'll be honest. I can't believe that I've just noticed here, as lovely as these birds are, the Bulsons, yeah. Phalaropi.
Are you trying to move on really quickly?
No, I'm trying to look.
You're trying
at
to move on real
Laura,
quickly.
Laura, 85 centimetres to the left is a golden eagle. Forgive me for not being interested in Wilson's Phalaropi when I've got...
Have you ever been tested for attention disorders?
No, but I'll tell you this. My...
he says changing the subject.
No, I keep on the suspect.
Anyway, you have found a golden eagle.
I found two of the bastards.
An immature, and the booth that this one's in has a dead lamb that they are feasting over.
Yeah, one of them's looking away from dead lamb. One is looking at it like, I'm going to smash this. And then you go to the case above it, golden eagle's in nest, with a dead lamb.
Oh, okay. So there's the grown-up ones up there. I like that they've done like a cave look around it. That's fun.
I wonder if golden eagles... Where do golden eagles live?
America?
Perhaps.
I know bald eagles do because of the Addams Family.
Have you been here before? Yeah.
Do you remember that bit?
No, but I do.
It's an American bald eagle. Aren't they extinct? They are now.
Oh, I do remember that,
do you remember that bit? Addams Family Values. The eagle is cool. It's very gothic-y, isn't it? Here?
Yeah, it's I don't know where I stand on taxidermy. Like, I like it, but I don't have it in that house. I don't want it in that house.
I feel like you don't need to do it now, but so as I remember the Booth Museum, there was a guy called John Booth, and he was a collector, a Victorian collector of taxidermy.
Yeah, there may well have been, but this museum was started by Edward Booth.
Oh, okay.
John Booth is
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, who killed Lincoln.
Oh, he killed someone. Yes. No, Edward Booth. So he was a Victorian taxidermist, and then so he left this collection because he didn't have any,
heirs.
Heirs, that's
so it. When you come in, you get this laminated piece of paper that I've actually got here. So, you're right. Edward Thomas Booth built the museum in 1874 to house his collection of British birds. He was a wealthy man who spent his time travelling the UK, studying and collecting said birds. All he wanted in his life was to collect an example of every species of bird at every stage of their plumage, which I think is why we've got golden eagle immature.
I see.
Golden eagle mature. Died at 50.
That's a lot of birds to catch before then.
I'd say that 50 is about halfway through when I'd like to live.
This is like Victorian Pokemon.
Yeah, apart from its people and things.
Yeah, it's real. Hurting things.
Just over half of resident and migratory species. This form, so it's a diorama.
What's a diorama?
A diorama is things, they look natural, as in,
okay.
So before...
Apart from they're dead.
Yeah, he may have actually started this style of... Because before that, they were seen unnaturally, the birds, to create exotic displays. But, and it says, here's a direct quote, though eye-catching, it taught us nothing about the animal's ecology. That's a loud kid, though, isn't it? Anyway, everyone loved it.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, yeah, I wouldn't want to do taxidermy now. I don't know if we need any more things to be killed on purpose and taxidermed. In fact, I pretty much don't think we do. But these ones were already dead, so I don't feel guilty for being here.
No, and also, this bird here has a name that I think is a little bit like a euphemism for a penis.
A mealy red paw. Oh, there's a little duck down there. They are cute, these diorama things. Oh, look at the snow buntings. That one looks real shy.
He's cleaning his little wing. That one's in flight. There's loads. I like here, the top two above the snow bunting is a brambling in the spring, but then brambling in winter.
Yeah.
They look colder. There's snow.
Yeah, they have got fluffier plumage.
find it weird that this up here you've got the king eider right at the top.
Yeah.
And that's weird, isn't it? Because normally you get eider down.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, the red poles are very cute. They're tiny. I don't think that those ones should be the mealy ones.
Yeah, they're not the mealy ones. The mealy ones are next to them.
Yeah, but those ones were green finch.
A twite? Little grebe?
I thought we said we weren't going to swear on this podcast anymore.
You're not funny. A twite.
What is a twite?
It is a... I mean, why is that kid so loud, though? You've got to ask yourself, why are you so loud? I'm talking, I'll give you maybe a little bit quieter than normal.
You're talking really quiet, given that we're doing a podcast.
But I'm right by the microphone.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, look at the baby grebes. Oh, they are tiny. That is about the size of my big toe.
Yeah. That's a, really? You got very small feet, and that, are you okay?
I haven't got small feet.
You got gout.
My big toes are chunky, though. Big toes tend to be quite meaty.
I've got quite small toes. I was born a month early, so my fingers and toes are quite small.
Diddy. Oh, I've got big hands. I bet my hands are about the same size as yours. Yeah.
If not slightly bigger.
Yeah.
You freak.
What have we got here, then?
Little girl.
More goldfinches.
The Florida
Have you ever read the book, The Goldfinch?
No, I haven't. Hey, let's learn about
No, we're time. Still over here, Will.
But I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we talk about the things we're both looking at?
Laura. Laura, if I ran away to look at this canoe, I'd completely agree
Which
with you.
Which you are now starting to do.
But as I'm just here looking at the
No,
water
I was
rail,
saying there's a goldfinch and you've turned around to talk about something else instead of continuing the conversation.
I turned to look at you. Boom, a rifle. Boom, a man. Boom, some sandals.
Right, we're turning round.
Wow, the goldfinch, you did pretty well, isn't it?
I don't think I want to do this podcast
don't
anymore.
Don't say that. We have the best time.
Do we, though? Do we, though? Is this Booth, Edward Thomas Booth?
He looks a lot more... like.
Oh, he's very American looking.
Wild frontiersman,
yeah.
I was expecting.
Yeah, all right. He was born in Chaffin St. Giles in Buckinghamshire.
He doesn't look like he was born in Chaffin St.
Giles.
He doesn't.
He
was born in Texas.
I agree.
Born in 1840.
He went to Harrow...
And then he went to Trinity, Cambridge.
Oh, so he's a posh. Well, of course he was posh.
Of course he's posh.
About?
This was his house.
She says in a museum that he built. He studied intermittently and was asked to leave because he spent too much time shooting.
You couldn't study intermittently at my uni. It was very much the, you know, English science. They weren't offering intermittently.
His parents left him well supplied with money, so he was a layabout, really.
Yes, but he loved birds. But spent too much time shooting.
And then he died with no heirs, so he was a weirdo that just only shot birds to the detriment of all else.
Yeah, so the property we're in now was called Bleak House.
Oh.
They really went for, like, dour in the Victorian times. Like, imagine if I tried to sell you a house, you know, what's it called, Bleak House?
Yeah.
Like, no thanks.
Isn't that a Charles Dickens novel?
It is.
Hey, that's mad, though, that it says the then isolated property. This was isolated.
Yeah, and we've walked past. Like, I'm maybe 2 miles from my house. I've walked here. I've not had a breath of air.
No. That's crazy. Are those his shoes? Number one. Where's the thing about number one?
Number one, sandals worn by Mr. Booth. Then number two, you've got an illustration of an eagle.
They do not look comfortable.
No, they don't look comfortable, do they?
It's not an eagle. It's a raven.
Yes. Eating a rabbit. Then a field sketch of snipe. You're a snipe. You're sniping.
Isn't that the one that in Up, there's a snipe hiding under the...
Can I be completely honest with you?
You've never seen Up?
No, I have. I think it's not very good.
I agree. The first 8 minutes
is world class.
I couldn't agree with you more, Will.
Absolutely.
And then after that, it's basically DreamWorks.
Yeah, it's emotionally wrenching. What a life. Poor Carl. Poor Ellie. The little lad seems cute. Then as soon as that house... Do you know what annoyed me? It's when the house took off. Where's its foundations? All right, we're not in reality anymore. And we get it. It's a Disney film. But that dog starts talking. I turn it off. I can't be fucking bothered.
The way you said you turn it off makes it feel like you often watch the first half.
I often...
Just hoping for a day it doesn't annoy
but
you.
But you don't do this. I think...
Hang on, I'm doing a Will. I think there's a snake up there.
There are things you should try...
There is.
As a comic, you should have a grasp of pop culture and things, references to talk about.
You can't distract him once he's onto something he's interested in.
It's ADD.
There's a snake up there.
There's also a gun on that canoe. That snake's massive, like an anaconda perhaps? Or a king python?
I don't know.
Excuse me, mate. What type of snake is that, do you know?
It's a boa constrictor.
It's a boa constrictor.
Boa constrictor.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay. Thank you.
Do you like snakes, Laura?
I don't really mind them, but that one is massive.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it in the house.
No. Oh, the Teng Malm's owl is cute. So we're sort of walking up the side. So in here, all of the sides are covered in bird boxes, and then the middle's got other bits and pieces in.
So
we're making our way up the right. Oh my God, those owls are terrifying. Look at those baby short-eared owls.
Yeah.
The babies look like some sort of medieval painting of women about to get gubbed by God.
I can't get over this canoe behind us.
So was that his canoe?
Well, I don't know. It looks like a canoe out of like a James Bond film.
I think that's just because it's painted grey.
But also like the shape of it. But then I thought, so this, it's got like two, so it's a canoe. The Perspex thing that makes it look a bit like a speedboat, but would have been the
body. That's just to stop people getting in it.
But then this here, are they oars? Because if they are, they don't look very good and they're hollow. I think they might be guns. Can I have a little look?
Or sails?
This has got like a cock on it. So it's like, you know, like a hammer for
it's a... It's got what on it, sir?
A cock, don't be an idiot. Yeah, and a trigger, it's a gun.
Whoa. Yeah, that is intense.
I think I want to ask the man, because honestly, it's what, 3 metres long?
Well, they were very helpful when we came in. They said we could ask them anything, so we'll ask them on the way back,
yeah,
shall we?
If you don't mind.
Just look up to your left, please. There's the happiest zebra you've ever seen in your life.
Happy in face, but probably sad because he's got nothing lower than a neck.
No, but he would have been dead anyway by now, so he's living his best life.
Yeah, he's still around, isn't he?
What a smiley little zebra.
So, yeah, there's like skulls of this. Several antlered animals.
There's a lion over there. We'll look at that more. Oh, a cheetah.
On the left, Laura's favourite animal is a cheetah.
Well, I do think that they're beautiful. Oh, they've all been made to look so smiley. Oh, I love him.
Have you ever seen on the internet pictures?
The what?
The internet. It's like it's like a book, like a very big book, but you could sort of like, it's pictures of taxidermy from maybe like the 16, 1700s. So someone's gone to Africa, shot a lion, bought it back, said to a taxidermist, can you stuff this for me? But the taxidermist never seen a lion, so they're just like, ah. Like their manes have been shorn down, their faces are bulging out of the left.
They're quite well preserved, these. Considering how old they are, they're amazingly preserved.
Yes, they are. And it's weird because that cheetah is probably... I wish it told us how old this one is, but it just tells us, unfortunately, the cheetah is quite endangered now. I didn't know they were in Iran.
Me neither. Ugh, that's a gross baby owl. I'm not sure I like the baby ones because he has just gone and killed that in a nest. It's half-fledged. That makes me feel a bit ooky.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, we're not seeing a slice of life, are we? We're seeing a slice of death.
Yeah.
But can you put the...
Oh, that one's actually got a dead mouse in its mouth.
That looks like a real dead mouse as well.
Well, why would you fake the mouse when...
A lot of effort, and it's stuffing a mouse. Pangolin.
Oh, we're quite mad at you at the moment, pangolin.
Are we?
Didn't they cause COVID?
No. And they, it was a bat, wasn't it?
Well, I thought pangolins had something to do with it.
I don't know.
Where's the skull from? Oh, a gorilla skull.
God, we're so similar to gorillas, aren't we?
You are.
A rhino's foot. Ooh. Oh, I thought that the sample had gone. It's just, holy God. So this is, they've got a bit of wood from Dipterocarpus lamellatus. There are 12 left.
Oh my goodness.
Imagine being, oh my gosh, that's not enough.
At least they're trees, so they don't know.
We know.
Yeah, we know. Bloody Eve. If she'd never stolen that apple, we wouldn't know.
Women, eh?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Women. Oh, look at the beak on a Teminx stint.
Oh, my.
That's real spiky one. And these. There's more up there, aren't there? Yeah, aren't they? Got little sharpy little beaks. Sharpie, beak. Oh, the Dunlin's one is real long.
Oh, my God.
They must put each other's eye out every time they're kissing.
They love doing kissing, birds.
birds have teeth?
I don't think so.
Sandpiper. A black-tailed godwit. That sounds like an insult for a vicar.
A kite.
Oh, that doesn't look real. That looks made up. Like the colouring of a snake, the eyes are too big, the beak's long.
I wonder how many of these birds, because I'm not massive into like bird watching.
Called John.
You an idiot. But yeah, that's my question. I wonder how many I've seen or been near, you know, in the world. Like, have I ever been near, I've been in Kent? Have I been near a Kentish dotterel?
It's quite interesting, because like, if you said to me, hey, do you want to come and see a load of birds that are just native to Britain? You'd be like, no, I want to see the exotic ones from all over the world. But it is kind of interesting seeing ones that you don't normally see this close up, because they go away from you, because your ancestors killed them. Is that how... Yeah, that, those are some big seagulls. Great black-backed gull. That is big.
Little red. I like that little red bit.
Yeah, the little ketchup splodge that they get. Oh, look at that herring gull. That looks really curious, looking down. Hello.
They're there. They're nice from that cage, and then when they're shitting on my car. The Arctic skua. There. They find them in the Firth of Forth, so I wonder if we saw one when we went up to Scotland.
Yeah, potentially. Oh, there's some, like, hawks and birds of prey behind us.
A honey buzzard.
We have now become an exhibit for a passing delight.
I'm sorry,
staring at Will Duggan. Do children always stare at you?
It's because I look like a big baby. It's the air, isn't it?
It's still going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Canada goose, very warm.
Honey buzzard. I might start calling Tom honey buzzard.
I thought you were going to start calling me. I thought that would be a weird shake up in a relationship.
Stop trying to drop your Double Doug's nickname. I'm not calling you honey buzzard.
I'm going to start calling you pink footed goose.
Honey buzzard. Oh, there's a snowy owl up there.
Like Hedwig.
Oh, it's so pervasive, Harry Potter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just gets into all your references. A glaucous gull.
Like from Harry Potter. Oh, my God. A Bond film.
Golden Eye.
Go on. Go on, carry on that song that definitely... Golden
Eye. It's Golden Eye a song.
Yes, it's the theme tune to the song, to the film Golden
okay,
Eye.
It goes... Ooh, he's the man with the Midas eyes. He's golden eye. No, that's Goldfinger.
It's what's golden eye?
Golden eye.
I keep trying to sing it to you.
You've got golden eyes. One look at you and there's golden eyes. You've got golden eyes. And then gold shoots out the eyes. He's thrown the laminated sheet at me and I've caught it. I wish this was a video.
I caught it too. Golden Eye.
I like that they've put
Stop talking to me, singing you. Fucking Golden Eye. All I'm trying to do is give you the actual... That's it, we're done.
That's eating.
The
lesser black-backed gull is eating maybe a baby cat?
Yeah, it does look like a little kitten, yeah.
Oh no.
Fascinating. I was about to say.
Look at all the bird shit up in that booth. Like, you live in Brighton, mate. You don't need to see a seagull shitting on a rock.
I nearly said, what's that pink thing at the back? But it's a reflection of my t-shirt.
Oh, there's a jay up there. Jays are beautiful, aren't they? Like, that's too beautiful to be a British bird, don't you think?
Yeah. In Sussex.
What, jays?
Mm,
yeah, you see them all the time,
no,
right?
Sorry. They're all over. This particular jay was found here. Magpies.
Yeah, it's up there. We just found it. I love magpies. I think magpies are really beautiful, especially because they're actually a bit blue more than they're black.
They're like a. Like an aqua.
Yeah, we've got a pair of magpies that play in our garden and I like them.
Shout out to comedian Phil Padgett because we're here for Padgett's Pochard.
Does he still do comedy?
He does. He's very
I find him very funny.
He's very funny, yeah.
Ooh, a roseate tern is pretty beautiful. Hey, before we leave, we should each pick our favourite bird.
Naomi Campbell.
a velvet scoter. That almost looks like those, you know, those really ugly hornbills in the David Attenborough documentary?
Yeah.
That almost looks like the beginnings of one of those.
I think the velvet scoter, the bigger one in the case, so we now that almost gets the back wall.
Mm.
The biggest velvet scoter has the look of the dodo around it.
A little, yeah. Quite a sexy eye. Oh, and here's just a case of gemstones. I was obsessed with gemstones as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pyrite, fool's gold.
Yeah.
Amethyst.
Good song called I Am Pyrite. I am pyrite.
One look at you and you're pyrite.
Here's you.
Here's you. A bearded tit.
I was just going to do that joke about you.
But I'm not bearded. Look at this wall creeper. Another nickname for you.
I'm not climbing anything.
Nobody said climbing. Creeper.
He's climbing.
He's just creeping about by a wall. They've got really nice little red bits on their wings.
Do you want a crude joke?
I can always edit it out.
That's what I call a fan.
And, oh, William.
Nuthatch.
Hey, that's a nightingale. Is that what a nightingale looks like?
Yeah.
You always think nightingales would be prettier than that.
No, it's because they sing. People like nightingales because they sing nice.
Mm.
Often in Berkeley Square.
That's one of my favourite ever songs.
Is it really?
Yes.
Shovelers.
Whoa, look at the size of those ravens.
Ravens are massive, aren't they?
Tom's obsessed with ravens.
But they are big. I'll tell you who's bigger than that.
Tom?
Jan Ravens. See, at the bottom here, we've got a bird that you'd often find on the back of a donkey. Because normally it's pintail on the donkey, isn't it?
It's a bird called a pintail.
It's a good joke.
Is this fun to listen to? Email us, nationaltreasurespodcast@gmail.com. Oh, crows.
A
grey crow. Yeah, that's the like kind of crow that they have in Europe a lot. I remember going to Rome and thinking, what's wrong with their crows?
Quite magpie-y.
Yeah, just a bit scraggy.
Then the crow ibis. Now,
what? It's just a full sheep in there.
Just a sheep. One of the rarest kind of birds, isn't it?
A sheep.
Glossy ibis.
That ibis is fit.
Ibis always remind me of...
Premierin?
No, a story I read. I'm ignoring you. A story I read as a child about like the golden ibis, where it was like a mystery book in ancient Egypt, and the ibis, the eyes were all... made of diamonds.
Ibis.
I don't like you.
Golden ibis. He's the bird. The bird with the golden gis.
We've got a couple of TV birds here.
Ignoring me.
Knowing me, knowing you. Aha, the partridge. And then two for a tenner. Yes, please. Five. The Brent goose.
Smew. Oh, I like that name. There's one up there just called Smew.
I like the Smew. The black stork there.
Don't try to help me, Smew.
Don't try and stop me, Smew. Don't you dare try to stop me. Try to stop me, Smew. Don't you dare.
What's
try
a
to
Smew
stop me.
Then? A winter visitor on freshwater and estuaries, small lakes, slow moving streams, and coniferous forests, but not in Britain. Wait, is that a penguin?
It's
a great auk. What's a great auk? It's a large seabird from the North Atlantic. They were the first birds we call penguins.
But they are not penguins.
But they are unrelated to the southern penguins. They don't fly, they swim.
Oh my God. In 1718, there were so many orcs nesting on their main colony of Funk Island. Great orc.
It was impossible to walk on the island without stepping on birds. The feather industry sent crews to Funk Island by 1785. There were warnings that unrestricted hunting would drive them to extinction. By 1810, every bird on the island was dead.
Hunting great orcs was banned from 1775, and you got beaten as the punishment. However, like with rhino horn today, the financial incentive, a skilled worker, the yearly salary of a skilled worker is what you could suggest to be paid for one bird.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Wait, this is mad. In 1840, two fishermen found a great auk on St. Kilda. They tied it up and took it to sell. During their voyage home, a storm appeared. Fearing the auk was a witch, they stoned it to death.
It was the last great auk in Britain.
Jeez Louise. 4 years later, the last two great auks were slaughtered by fishermen on Aldi Island. They were a breeding pair, and in the rush to kill the birds, the last ever egg was crushed under the men's boots.
What a pair of thick idiots.
That is some of the most depressing stuff I've ever read.
I mean,
if they were witches, you think you'd have a bit of logic that they'd be doing better than they were.
Be quiet. That bird's called a shag.
Oh, a white ptarmigan. Look what happens to a ptarmigan in winter.
Now, I wonder, is that... Because, yeah, these are either diametrically opposed colour of the one we saw earlier. But is that because it is winter, or is this... Oh, no, it's not white ptarmigans, it's just ptarmigans in winter.
And what you just heard there was Will realising out loud what I'd already said. He's a fun boy to hang out with.
To be fair, well, I am a fun boy to hang out with.
Ooh, I don't like that guy, he's got no neck. Who are you?
Got a big neck, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he looks like Elijah Wood, just his head just Elijah runs Wood. Straight into his neck. There's no definition.
Elijah Wood.
When Elijah Wood is... Frodo? Yes.
He is Frodo.
His head is exactly the same width as his neck.
Elijah Woods in Back to the Future 2.
Cool.
Herons.
Oh, look at the length of the beak on the bar-tailed godwit.
Long.
That is long.
Sandaling.
He's got nothing to be embarrassed about.
The size of his bill.
Yeah. Well, that's what you'd dick swing about if you're a bird, wouldn't you?
How big your quacker was. Purple Martin. There's a bird called Purple Martin.
Hello, Purple Martin here. Who's that on top of the crates, just out and about?
Albatross,
that's enormous. A black albatross. I didn't know they came in black.
I'm only guessing albatross because of the pure wingspan. There's no sign of what he is. Cuckoo? Falcon.
Wait, that cuckoo's in the wrong box.
Why? You're an idiot, Rachel.
I got him! Oh, he was so cross. If you'd have seen his face then.
No.
The word why fell out just as he was realising, and I think he'd have paid £100 to have not said it.
Do you know what, Laura? I'm a grown-up man. I can admit that I've been done. Kingfishers are really nice.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
They are. Sparrow.
Hummingbirds freak me out.
They're too small.
And their hearts beat too fast.
Yeah.
They beat like 180 times a minute or something.
It's mad, isn't
it? I can't comprehend something moving that much. Oh, a reed warbler. They're tiny. What, like two big toes?
No, but a dick.
Oh, wow, skeletons. Oh, yeah, you can really tell that's a parrot.
Yeah. Look at the wingspan of that albatross.
That's nutsy. It's also crazy that there's only one bone in it.
Yeah. But, yeah. But you can see, can't you? Like, look, so there's an emu here. You can see where we get... You can see the dinosaur link.
Yeah.
That looks like a little T-Rex.
Oh, my God, the woodpecker just scared the crap out of me. It's sort of, like, stuck on the side of the glass, really looking at you.
Yep. It looks like something out of... it looks like a Tim Burton character from, like, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, because it's kind of got, like, bone... covering the eye a little bit.
Well, I think, because don't... I could be wrong, but like they've got massive range of motion in their eyes. So like, not they can look behind them, but they can do a lot more than we do. Also because they are prey animals, smaller birds, not predators. Predators have the front, like us, like, and then prey animals on the side because they need to see the peripheral.
I gotcha.
But Laura, can I draw your attention to this of the barn owl?
Yes. Those are some long legs.
Well, welcome to the point I was just about to make. You didn't see that picture of someone lifting an owl up?
Yes.
I thought that was like a goof, but it's not.
No, that is a long leg.
Big old legs, the owl.
That's a flamingo. Look at the length of those. But you were kind of expecting that on those. It's less surprising.
So narrow, though.
Yeah. Like a bean cane.
Yeah.
Not Dean cane, but a bean cane.
No. That joke was Superman.
We love this podcast. Who's this? A kangaroo. Look how small a kangaroo's head is.
Have you ever been to Australia?
No, have you?
No, I want to go to Melbourne.
A long-nosed bandicoot. Like Crash.
Like Crash.
It's tiny.
Yeah, but his enemy's like a pig.
I just thought he'd be bigger than that. So that is like, I don't know, like the size of a chihuahua?
I think a bit smaller than a chihuahua.
Yeah, well, but that's only the skeleton.
but I think the skeleton of the trowel is a bit smaller than the actual trowel. Can we just get back to this kangaroo?
Yeah.
So he's got like a jaw with the teeth and then a snout and then just a couple more teeth and two big fangs.
Oh, and one big bottom tooth.
Two. It splits in the middle there.
Oh, is it? Look how tiny a honey possum is.
Yeah, nice.
That is adorable.
Mole.
What have we got behind here? Oh, a dolphin skull. Whoa!
The teeth on that bad boy.
I don't really like... I'm quite scared of dolphins. Is that a seal skeleton? That looks mad.
Its feet are insane.
That doesn't look real. That looks like you've put that together. That looks like how I put flat pack furniture together. And you're like, it's just a bit dumpier than it should be.
It looks like they've got their hands and the feet the wrong way around.
Yeah, that looks bananas. We'll get a picture of it.
Tiger is 100% definitely quite young.
Because the feet are so big?
Because tigers are massive.
Yeah. Yeah, look, no, there's a... my God, there's a Pomeranian skeleton. That's who... Oh, yeah, you're right. The bandit... That's so weird that there's a Pomeranian skeleton there when we were just using that as a reference point.
We weren't, though, were we? We were using Chihuahua.
Oh, okay. It's less weird then. But still quite useful. So that's a Pomeranian. You're right. The bandicoot is smaller.
I know.
Go back to the walrus and his tusks.
Oh, yeah. Walrus. The seal ones are the ones. There's so much ribs on a seal.
So much ribs.
Like, why don't we eat seal ribs?
We're not going to be saying many anymore. It's probably really salty.
That's true. Oh, is that a full dolphin skeleton? That looks insane.
Can we go around this way? Because I want to see some fucking...
No, I want to just jump about to the things I'm interested in.
We could have gone this way or this way.
All right, fine, we'll go this way.
Bats. I love bats.
Those bones are barely thicker than hairs.
Look at on the pipistrelle.
Yeah.
And the horseshoe bat. You can really see, can't you? Because obviously bats are mammals.
Yeah, so, obviously.
They give birth to live young.
Bats feel like egg things.
They're bats.
Yeah, I think they lay eggs.
They don't. They don't.
It feels like they do.
Only mammal that can fly, the bat.
I can fly.
And you lay eggs. Here's something interesting. Here is the skeleton of a flying lemur. And it says, confusingly, flying lemurs are not lemurs and don't fly. The fuck, man. A gorilla. See? Yeah. Big old vertebrae on the gorilla.
Yeah, it's funny looking at the gorilla right near the human. You can really see how our pelvises have changed.
And also how our proportions of our legs and arms.
Yeah.
Like he could stretch, crouch his foot without doing anything.
Oh, the baboon is terrifying.
Yeah.
That baboon, like, somebody needs to write a horror film about a skeleton of a baboon coming to life and hurting people, because that is one of the scariest things I've ever seen. Oh, there's more birds behind here.
Shall we finish the skeleton room and then do the last bit of birds?
Yeah, all right. I'm enjoying the skeleton room a lot. Oh, the monkey ones are so weird because they do just like tiny...
What's number one? The marmoset. They're small.
They're very cute when they've got flesh, but that is horrifying.
It looks like something out of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh, there is a monkey that turns into a skeleton in that, isn't there?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a marmoset. It's like a squirrel monkey or something.
Yeah. Now there's the dolphin skeleton. Look at that. That is binoculars.
What's that? So there's the skeleton, and it looks like a plesiosaur or a fish, rib cage. There's
it's like 99% spine.
And then there's like a gap, then by string, just two bones. I don't know what they do.
Penis bones?
Penis bones.
Yeah, that one's got them too, though, so it must be some sort of bone underneath the dolphin.
Also interesting, the flippers have got fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Must be something to do with, like, the fins or the reproductive stuff.
Yeah, I think it feels reproductive to me with where that is.
Dolphin dick?
Yeah, all the dolphins have these two little, like, they're almost like somebody's jet skiing underneath the dolphin skeleton.
Oh. Little rhino with a plastic horn.
Their teeth are huge.
But they're flat.
So that means they're herbivorous.
Don't read this notice. Turn away. Let me read you this notice about the rhino horns. Notice. These rhino horns are artificial. They are not worth their weight in cocaine, but in resin. You will be ill if you try to use them in Chinese medicine. You have been warned.
Interesting.
You know what they say, that classic phrase, it's worth its weight in cocaine. A weird notice.
I mean, that's fascinating to me that enough people were burglarising those that they've had to do that.
Yeah. Also, someone who works here loves coke. The domestic horse.
Horses look a bit more human, don't they? No, you're quite scared of horses. I thought it was a bit you were doing until we were in the countryside the other day and two horses were in the road and you were too scared to get out and sort them out.
Yeah, because they're fucking massive.
Yeah, but they're, like, they don't hurt you.
The cave bear, extinct. Oh, I've come over all that. Bear with me.
Did you eat some of that rhino horn?
Yeah, I tried to snort the horn.
Snort the horn, that's a good band name. You're right, there's a chair over there. Do you want to sit down?
Yes, I'll be fine in a second.
I might edit this out.
Why not? What if I just shit myself?
Shitting yourself is quite funny, though.
I've not shit myself as an adult, but I do. Like, I've been ill before, and I've been like, right, it's going to happen, so I have to go to the toilet now.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you now. I'm like, I've got to go. But can you imagine, like, if I did come over and you're like, well, I'm just shit myself. I'm so far from home as well, I'd have to walk.
I would laugh so much. You could get a cab, though, as long as you sat on your...
own shit.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be on the outside, would it? It'd be on the inside.
But I'd smell of shit.
Oh, no! In this display here, so this is some great black-backed gulls, and, like, so all of the things have been dioramas with birds on rocks, and often there have been dead things. This is the most disturbing one.
Can I explain?
Yes.
So, there are five black-backed gulls. The one on the far right is looking at the corpse of an adult sheep that I don't think they've killed, I think has died. One of them's looking at that.
However... it's got no eyeballs.
So they've probably eaten the eyeballs.
And that's been painted to look like a bloody socket and there is blood dripping out of the nostril.
So they've all had a little go on the sheep. The other four are surrounding the lamb, still alive, of the dead sheep and are about to, I'd say, kill and eat it.
Gosh, this is macabre.
A flamingo.
Ooh, look at a hoopoe.
Hoopoe.
And a beater. Look at the beater up there. That's beautiful.
Just one F away from working at the tower.
I bet they're looking at ravens like, how did you get that gig? Whoa, flamingos are bigger than I thought.
Yeah, huge flamingos.
That's like 4 feet.
The mute swan's big as well.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk about it.
Celt warbler, waxwing, Eisterine warbler, little girl. Kappa Kali. Good work, birds.
Yeah, the mute swan is big. Swans are too. I don't get swans.
Tim Fitzhyam has eaten swan.
He's really posh, isn't he?
Yeah, there's his company in London that, like, have had a charter to serve swan once a year since, like, 1200. And he's been invited to dinner, and he's been. He said it's absolutely delicious.
Is it? Doesn't feel like it would be, but sure.
Sort of halfway between, like, a bird thing and a beef thing.
Okay. Ooh, dodos.
I've never seen a dodo before.
You're not looking at... Well, you're looking at a skeleton of one now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I've seen a picture of a dodo before, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've never... And I'm aware there are none, famously.
They've got such a unique, like, head and beak bit, haven't they?
Yeah. So it was from Mauritius. That's a type of pigeon.
Huh.
I'm going to ask them about these things.
Yeah, let's find out about the canoe.
Are they two massive guns?
They are two massive guns.
What were they? Why?
So that would have been... that's for two men. It's called a punt. It is actually original. So there'd be one, he'd sort of be laying at the back and he'd be steering. And then Thomas Edward Booth would be on the guns, or cannons. They're massive, aren't they?
They're massive?
Yeah.
So when I first saw it, I thought...
What they would have shot out would have been nets.
Nets.
Yeah, so you'd have had a weighted net, like, you know,
yeah.
Big net with, like, shot balls round. They would fire shells, but they're called salt shells.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you know, a cardboard cartridge, like a shotgun,
yeah,
with salt pellets in, and it would just knock the birds out.
Right, okay, like rubber bullets.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
for the past.
Knock the birds out. Yeah.
Oh, amazing, thanks.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. It is a beast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, mad. Thank you. Yeah, so in the middle, we've sort of come back round the loop now, and then they've set up a room to look like, you know, like the office of Mr. Booth. There's skin on the floor, leopard skin, isn't it?
A leopard skin on the floor, yeah, some like skeletons.
Just an elephant foot for a waste paper bin.
There's
some ostrich eggs on the mantelpiece. It's all sort of painted in that maroony red... you know, like Victorian luxury drawing room.
There's a card table with some green baize. The during the Victorian era, there was an economic boom for the middle classes. So people could afford to buy homes that weren't super rich for the first time. Imagine what that's like. And yeah, so this would be... The parlour is where you would entertain guests and show off your most prized possessions. Hence...
There's like butterflies, a whole collection of butterflies. My mum used to collect me ceramic butterflies.
That caiman, is it?
Yes, that does. That caimans are like the little snub-nosed, tiny crocodile and dilly-type things, aren't they?
Fox in a case.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a couple of birds of paradise and stuff. This is very cute. It's not styling I would choose for my house.
No, but it's if I went back in time to the Victorian times, I would expect to see this.
So there we go, leaving the Booth Museum. Oh, they were so nice, weren't they, Will?
They were absolutely lovely. I like it when you go places and the people that work there, whether they're staff or volunteers, if they genuinely like what it is, rather than it just being a place to go to work,
yeah,
it makes it such a better place to go. They worked there because they were interested in the history of Brighton, Victoriana, natural history. They were knowledgeable. Big fan.
Big fan. And now we're going to wander down back into Seven Dials. And do you know the Seven Dials area of Brighton very well?
So when I first moved down here, I looked at a few flats because it was one of the areas I knew because you used to live here.
Yeah, I lived here for 10 years, mate.
And then we have a friend who lives here and I've been to a barbecue at her house.
Very nice. It's a nice little area. Like if you were coming down to Brighton, you probably wouldn't come up here because you have to turn away from the sea, from the station to get up there. And it's up a hill. Who walks up a hill?
It's up a massive hill.
It's up a dirty hill, but it's a very cute little area. It's very residential and you get the sea view just to your right because you're up so high. It just blew my mind that that museum used to be an isolated area of Brighton. You're like, oh, it's one of the most expensive areas now.
Yeah, all of it was fields. All of it was fields.
Okay, we've gone for a little cup of tea. A little place called Tea on the Dials.
Tea on the Dials.
To lean in a bit here, I think. There's a bit of background noise.
Hope tea. Not too annoying. On the Dials.
Yeah, I've been here before for breakfast and it was very nice. But it was summer then and we sat outside.
Well, we sat inside. You got your coat on and I wish I had.
Yes. Shall we look at some TripAdvisor?
Yes.
I didn't want to show you the TripAdvisor before because I didn't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
But as someone that hadn't been, how do you feel that that is just sitting there off that main road?
I think it's insane. Like, it is mad that A, it exists, and B, it's just there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Tea's arrived. Looks great.
Tea's arrived. It looks great.
I love Brighton so much. Yeah, it's just mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of like one of those museums that can only exist in there. Thank you so much. The coffee also looks lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those things that can only exist when it's sort of off the beaten track. Makes it a bit like, wow, it's free, it's unbelievable, it's a mad Victorian lad trying to kill loads of birds. Which I don't agree with morally, but love the fact he had.
Yeah. So I think, like, we went around quite slowly there, trying to look at everything and obviously having a chat because we're doing it for a podcast. No spoilers. And we were there for about an hour?
Yeah, just, I don't know, we got there, I'd say just over an hour, actually, over an hour and a half.
But especially if you're coming into Brighton in the car, you're probably going to come down Dyke Road if you know the traffic-y bits to miss.
Sure.
So park up for a bit, have a little picnic in the park, take the kids around to see some birds in boxes, and then head into Brighton.
There were a few young kids there as well. Like, it's a great thing to do. If you've got a young family, like, free, let them go and see the cheetah. That 100%. Kid that loves the cheetah.
Yeah, if I had a toddler and I was like, look, I need to get you out of the house for an hour, but it might rain, I'd be up Dyke Road Park. There's a great park for having fun there, and then that's over the road.
Brilliant.
Amazing. Right, so let's look at some TripAdvisor reviews. So, first up, it's a 5-star, but it might be the maddest TripAdvisor review I've ever read.
Whoa.
That's saying something, right?
That's quite the claim, Laura.
So, it's 5 stars. It's from July last year, so a mad time to leave a review.
July 2020?
Yeah.
They weren't open, were they? No. Surely.
It says, the good place indeed, shame it is closed. So why are you leaving it a TripAdvisor review now?
Oh, so they didn't go?
Well, it the first line is just, it's a good place, shame it's closed.
Fair.
Yeah, and then it says, I went here as a child and drew things.
Okay.
Guest rooms were always hiding things. No one starts out wanting a guest room. It's usually an office first, but then you got fired and can't look at it anymore, so you throw a bed in it that you'll never sleep in. Sometimes it's a kid's room, but they've moved out into a college dorm room. It used to be a storage, but then the divorce happened, leaving it depressingly empty. A studio for recording music, but the bass player was in a car accident and the band broke up.
You're right. You had a stroke.
What's happened?
That's the review, isn't
it? That's the review, yeah. That's not just me telling you a story. Has someone copied and pasted the wrong thing?
That's the kind of review that I'd expect to find written on the wall of a prison cell in human excrement.
But 5 stars.
Great work.
I'm really glad it's 5 stars, because if you're going to write a review that's got nothing to do with a place, don't bring down their average.
Well, absolutely. Great review.
Yeah. 2 stars, but maybe the longest 2 stars.
Okay.
Like, you're not writing this for a magazine.
Love people that think they're writing professionally.
The Booth Museum is a taxidermy display in the Prestonville district of Brighton. Like, that tells you everything you need to know about this type of reviewer. It's like, it's near Seven Dials.
Sure.
It's not the Prestonville, anyway. It's free, friendly vibe, it's not large, nor is it especially interesting. I mean, but it is, though.
Yeah. So
you can't declare that.
All I knew about it going in was that it was a collection of birds.
Yeah.
And that is
what it was.
Spot on.
Yeah. It's an old-fashioned brick building. It is. Oh, God. And this is... I'm skimming paragraphs and paragraphs here. The staff inside are friendly and positive. A little overly helpful. I mean, really? That wasn't our experience. Begins with a little shop. It's a shame there's nothing interesting to buy, as it would be nice to be able to support this civic venture. I mean, when is this review from? It's only from last year. There were books about Extinction Rebellion. There were books about conservation. There were books about animals. There's a book about David Attenborough. Yeah. I don't know what you were expecting to be in the gift shop of a national
Did you want to buy a stuffed parrot?
The museum itself is case after case of glass case of taxidermy, mainly birds.
That's what they said it's going to be, though.
Yeah. And
I was annoyed with the new James Bond film. There was far too much spying and not enough animation.
Most of them are not especially rare. No, he was trying to collect everything in Britain.
And they made that very clear.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And they had a dodo.
Yeah.
Idiots. Give me a one star.
Okay.
I think we can agree that we'd give it quite a high score. Most of the reviews are good.
Yeah.
But that's not fun. Fun is nutter to give it one star.
Yes. There's only one star that I've really written down. One star, awful, and they've spelled awful wrong.
Yes. Have they spelled it?
With two L's.
Wow.
But it is from 9 years ago.
2012.
Yeah.
End of the Mayan calendar.
Full of stuffed animals and birds butchered by the Victorians. I feel like you've come in with an agenda using a word like that.
Yeah.
But what were you expecting from a natural history museum?
The Sussex Vegan Society did not enjoy
Frightened my granddaughter. Your granddaughter's a twat then. I shall not be returning as it's dull and morbid. And there you go. So basically, if you want a kooky place to spend an hour and look at some natural history taxidermy, go. If you don't, don't. That's what I feel like all the reviews are saying.
And I think most importantly, the museum themselves, the Booth Museum doesn't think that you're going for 8 hours. Yeah. They think you're going for an hour and a half. And they think it's not worth maybe 15 quid. They don't charge you 15 quid. They charge you nothing. They say, please come and see our nice thing. And then you do. If you don't want to, don't. And if you think the idea of seeing...
Oh my God, you get so angry when people negatively review places.
No.
Imagine the first place we go to that we genuinely hate. And it's going to be such an experience.
But the thing is, I don't have an issue with negative reviews. I reckon there may have been people who've been on some days who didn't like the Booth Museum for legitimate reasons. But similarly to being annoyed at the amount of donkeys at a donkey sanctuary or the amount of stuffed birds in the museum that sells itself on being full of stuffed birds, you're a fucking arsehole.
Thank you for listening to the National Treasures podcast. Isn't this amazing, Will, that we've just finished an episode and we're just going to go home now? We're not going to drive for 9 hours.
I'm going to go home and watch X-Men First Class.
I'm actually going to go to London, but have a good time watching X-Men First Class.
I'll tell you why I'm watching it.
Please.
So the new Bond film's just come out. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it's very good. Last outing as Bond for Daniel Craig. And a lot of people are saying that Fassbender should be the next Bond because of the scene in X-Men First Class when he goes to that bar in Argentina. So I watched that last night and went, man, it's a good scene. I'm going to watch the rest of that film again. I forgot how much I liked it. 5 stars.
Too much bar in Amsterdam and Fassbender for me. My granddaughter was scared.
Where can people follow us, Laura?
They can follow us on social media at Treasures Pod.
Yes.
If you like what we do and you want to hear more of us with an extra podcast every week, then you can go to patreon.com/nationaltreasures and we do an episode of Years and Years every week. You get an extra 45 minutes to an hour of Double Dugs and Double LX in your ears every week.
And if you want to email us, you can email us nationaltreasurespodcast@gmail.com. And to do us a huge favour, wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can subscribe and leave us a review because it helps the algorithms.
It does. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.